The controversy over the fluoridation of municipal water supplies has raged since the 1950s and continues today. Aluminum oxide is extracted from clay and bauxite. Through a chemical called cryolite, the material is converted into aluminum. A byproduct of this process is sodium fluoride, which for many years was used as a rat poison. One recent dictionary defined fluoride as a poisonous pale yellow gaseous element of the halogen group. Sodium fluoride also acts as an enzyme inhibitor and has been linked by several studies, such as a 1982 report from the University of Iowa, to Alzheimer's disease, a degenerative and fatal neural disease named for the German doctor Alois Alzheimer. According to the Alzheimer Association, this brain-destroying disease is the seventh leading cause of death in America today. Although aluminum has been associated with Alzheimer's, such claims have been disputed. Some have claimed that Alzheimer's disease is more common in areas where the aluminum content in the water supply is highest, but the method and result of these studies have been questioned. But it is true that, in 1986, the Reagan administration's Environmental Protection Agency raised the safe level of sodium fluoride in public water supplies from 2 parts per million gallons to 4 parts, even though 1 part per million has been shown to impair neurological efficiency. In October 2007, despite heated hearings, in 2003, the Los Angeles-based Metropolitan Water District began fluoridating the drinking water of 18 million Southern Californians in 6 counties, including San Diego. According to a report by the Environmental Working Group, EWG, a Washington-based nonprofit organization whose mission is to protect public health and the environment, the plan to fluoridate water in Southern California will put 14.5% of children under 1 year old and 12.5% of children 1 or 2 years old over the recommended fluoride exposure limits published by the National Academy of Sciences Institute of Medicine and endorsed by the American Dental Association. In Los Angeles County alone, more than 40,000 children aged 2 and under will exceed the safe dose. Bill Walker, EWG's vice president for the West Coast, pointed to recent studies that call into question claims that fluoridation is safe. A March 2006 National Academy of Sciences National Research Council report identified fluoride as a potent hormone disruptor that may affect normal thyroid function.